you are an individual and you want to give a candidate $1,000, $5,000, $100,000, you can do that in Mississippi. And the only requirement is that whoever gets that money, whether it's a PAC or a candidate, you report it. At the federal level, they have strict limits on how much money an individual can give to a political candidate. If you want to give to a candidate for the U.S. Senate or president and you've exceeded your limit, which is, I don't know the exact amount, but it's fairly small for very wealthy people, you can't give more than a certain amount of money to that candidate, so you want to support your candidate, so you give it to somebody else. And that's what's happening here. In Mississippi, if you're for Tate Reeves or Bill Waller or Jim Hood or whoever, just give your money to the candidate. Give them as much money as you want. The candidate report it. The public can go look at that report and see what's what. And that's the simplest and best way to do things. Federal side got in this mess because people are limited and they don't want to disclose. And we don't need to start doing that in Mississippi. We need to do it the way both parties have always agreed that we're going to do it, which is no limits and just disclose. This will change all that.